Pure Charity is a national organization based out of Rogers. Just out of beta testing last October, it's barely been open to the public for 4 months. Since getting underway 2 years ago, Pure Charity has been expanding to college campuses, including the University of Arkansas last fall. Hannah King, a senior at the U of A, along with Chris Wooden, a sophomore, is a campus catalyst. Tomorrow, the two are hosting World Water Thursday on the U of A campus. I spoke with them about the event, but was first joined by Jalia Ratliff, social media and events coordinator for Pure Charity in Rogers. She began with a description of the organization.
We are a nonprofit, and we help other nonprofits get their projects funded through an online community. So we are a website that hosts projects for PHIL partners. We work in 6 cause categories of food, freedom, health, water, opportunity, and relief. So they can go onto our website and they post projects that fit within those 6 cause categories that need funding. We currently work with over 125 nonprofits. And so you can go on there and you can search by cause category, you can search by location of project, and you can search by PHIL partner. Just make it easier for you as the user to find what you're passionate about and what you want to support.
Can you give me a scenario?
So you can go onto the website, and when you create an account, it's set up much like social media, where you can follow nonprofits, you can follow your friends.
So me as an individual?
Yes, you as an individual. You can create an account just like you would on Facebook. And then from there, there's 2 things you can do. You can fund projects, so it's kind of a portal where when you want to give, you're not just writing a check, throwing it to the wind, and hoping it lands where you want to, but it gives you power to choose which nonprofit it goes to and which project of that nonprofit it goes to. And we really encourage our nonprofits to be very transparent, where they're going to give you updates. So really connecting here to there, wherever there may be, which is very difficult to do. And we also have 2 ways that you can fund projects. You can give directly out of pocket. You would pay and check out just like you would shopping online with your debit or credit card. But we also have what we call a rewards network. We work with over 1,000 online merchants. So when you're shopping online through any of those merchants, you get a percentage back into what's a giving fund. So that giving fund is similar to a charitable savings account.
How did you recruit nonprofits and businesses, these online merchants?
Well, with the nonprofits, it kind of goes 2 ways. We have a field partner team, and they have reached out to nonprofits, but we have nonprofits reaching out to us. We just got back from an event in Philadelphia, and I already know emails are rolling in like, hey, never heard of you. Awesome. Love what you're doing. How do we get on board? And then they've also reached out to them. With the merchants, we also have a merchant team, and we kind of are in a really good spot geographically, being in the same city as Walmart.
Is there a list of merchants at the website?
Yes, you can go and there's a list of merchants. You can search through like health or beauty, shoes, clothing, such as that. But there is also a plugin you can download. Since we have over 1,000 online merchants, we don't expect you to memorize those by any means. I wouldn't wish that upon anyone. So you can download the plugin and our logo will actually pop up. So if you were to type in gap.com in the top left corner, our logo would pop up and it's kind of saying, hey, we're a Pure Charity partner, and you can click on it and find out what percentage you'd be getting back. Then you shop like normal.
How did you guys become involved, Hannah and Chris?
Well, they're wanting to reach it out to campuses across the U.S. and obviously being so close to Rogers, Arkansas was one of the ones that they chose. And I saw it through an email and I applied. I've been wanting to work with a nonprofit, and it was perfect for what I was looking for. And that's kind of how I got connected.
And I got an email from one of my friends, and I saw it, and I started doing a little research on it. I thought, that looks like something I really want to do, I really want to get involved in, because I wanted to, you know, help, you know, contribute, to all the different, I guess, charity projects, but I didn't know how, and I thought this would be really good to get, you know, students involved on campus in doing that. So I applied, and I guess they liked me. So
and here you are.
So, Jalia, how does the University of Arkansas, how do students fit in to what Pure Charity is doing?
Well, all college campuses, including the U of A, we have found that college students are very influential. to the demographic older than them and younger than them. And so by getting them on board, college students are very passionate and are very goal-oriented. And so bringing in these causes, we see that these students are really passionate about supporting things and bringing change into this world and bringing hope to others that are less fortunate. And so,
okay, so World Water Thursday is your spring semester event.
Yes.
So it's this coming Thursday.
Yes, it is.
Tell me a little bit about World Water Day.
So World Water Day is actually March 22nd, and it is a day celebrated around the world, and it is put on by United Nations. And so we were wanting to bring something to the U of A campus with that and realized that March 22nd, all of our students are going to be gone on spring break. So why not put it beforehand so students can be aware of it and kind of expand more than just on March 22nd or just on March 7th on World Water Thursday.
So the global water crisis, just that there's a lack of fresh drinking water contaminating our waterways, like that kind of?
Yes. Yeah. The statistics, people that lack clean water sources around the globe is astounding because there is a lack of clean water sources. It goes into sanitation issues. It goes into health issues.
What kind of events have you organized for Thursday?
Well, it's going to be an all-day affair. The speakers, people that work for these nonprofits and organizations will be on campus that day, and they will be going to different classes throughout the campus to speak to them about water and about how it kind of relates to what their class is. That day, we'll also have booths set up in the union where people can come and learn more about specific nonprofits or water projects, our peer charity RSO, many of things. And then that night we'll be screening a movie called La Source Film, and that's going to be really exciting. It's about how people in Princeton.
Yeah. So La Source is a documentary that was created by Generosity Water about two brothers. And so one brother is a janitor at Princeton and one is still living in Haiti. And they have this dream to provide their village, which is the name of the village is La Source, with clean water access. The story caught wind at Princeton and these college students rallied around this janitor that they had made friends with to be able to raise the funds and the support and the resources they needed to be able to do this. And so it's just a storyline following those two brothers as well as the students. And that's what makes me really excited to show this on the U of A campus, because it shows the power that college students have.
Well, and so you talk about the power of the college students. What kind of reaction? This is a new RSO. I mean, you just came to the University of Arkansas campus last fall. So what kind of reaction have you seen from the campus community?
Well, we've seen a lot from the students and also other student organizations like reaching out to us and wanting to get involved. I know the Hogs Care, or that thing that they're doing, I think they want us to be involved with that, and I think they kind of got that from when we did an event last semester called Random Generosity Day.
I think it's very new and exciting to people, like when we did Random Generosity Day, when we would buy them coffee at Starbucks, they were all very like, oh, you know, this is for me? Like, why are you doing this? Which was really exciting and cool. And we saw a lot of just Twitter action and a lot of things through that where people went and did things for others and just kind of started a movement. And that's kind of what we want. We know it's new and it's going to catch on really well soon, but it's just waiting for that time.
And so Random Generosity Day, it was kind of pay it forward idea?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So we did that, and we passed out snacks at the library, water at the 5K for homecoming. So we were kind of on campus all day long doing things.
Mm-hmm. All right. And the website's Pure Charity?
PureCharity.com.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And to find out more about Pure Charity's RSO and their event, you can go to PureCharity.com/Thursday. So thirst like water thirst, but Thursday like it's on a Thursday.
Right. And it involves water. Right.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Anything else, guys?
I think we're good.
Okay.
Thank you so much
for giving us this opportunity.
Yes.
Thank you. Chris Wooten and Hannah King are U of A campus catalysts for Pure Charity. Jalea Ratliff is the social media and events coordinator for the organization. This is Ozarks at Large.